Okay, today's daf is Arla Daf Tezayin, and we are starting the second parak of Maseches Arla. And this parak is a lot about Bittel. Not so much about Arla. Some, it starts, but with the Mishnah, that is more of what we would call a Shas Mishnah. Mishnah about all different topics, but this is about what the percentages are for Bittel and how things are mitztaref to each other. We see the Rambam talks about this both in Hilchos Trumos and in Hilchos Machalas Asuros, Kedusha and Zeron. So says the Mishnah, Hatruma v'chumas meiser shel demai, argirsa. Argirsa is all the items that are called truma have the same shear and can combine with each other. What are the items called truma? So truma, what we call truma gedola, right, the first part that's given to the Kohen, and the shear midrabanan is 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th, truma. Trumas meiser shel demai. So some gersos have, look in the Ras Sirlio, trumas meiser shel vadai, but trumas meiser shel demai. Right, you might have the trumas meiser that one takes off, because remember demai, we don't take off truma gedola from demai. We assume that the ame haaretz do that themselves, but they don't take off trumas meiser, which is in the meiser rishon, the 10% of the meiser rishon that the levi gives to the kohen. So the gemara's chiddush, the mishnah's chiddush, is that even though that's derabanan, we know by demai rov ame haaretz ma'asrin hein, and therefore you shouldn't have to take off because you rely on the rov, but there was a takana d'rabanan that we take off from demai because of that miut. So the chiddush of the Mishnah here is that even the d'rabanan of Shumas Meiser shel demai, we also require, as we'll see, 1 to 100. Right? You might have the gears of beferish, but if you of Shumas Meiser shel vaday and of demai, but if not, if it's demai, then it's kal v'chomer. Right? If it's the Shumas Meiser of demai requires nullification in 1 to 100, then obviously regular Shumas Meiser of vaday. Hachala v'habikurim. Right? All of these items, truma, Shumas Meiser, chal, and bikurim, are all called firsts. Are all called rachis. And therefore, olin be'echad umea. They are all batel in 101. You have 1 to 100 of all of these items. That's the bittel. Look in the Pnei Moshe. Pnei Moshe quotes the girsa that we have. Tekenu b'chal aneschos, klomar. Afilu b'chumas meiser shel demai. Hadinu shemidamea k'chumas meiser shel vadai. Right, that's the din. Lalos be'echad umea dafka. Since dimua itself, taking off from demai is only midrabanan, to midaraisa chad betray batal, really midaraisa it's just batal barov, el shesavcho chachamim lomar, shatrumos olin dafka bechudumea, chazal say no, 101. And they learned that out from a smach. From a smach, not a din daraisa, but from a smach, midachsiv. It says, gabi trumas meiser, shehu echad mimea, 100, es mikdasho mimenu. Velomdu mikan, the called dover, sha'ata meirim mimenu, everything that you take from it, imchazar lesocho mikadsho. Right, so we learn out from that pasuk. Es mikadesho mimenu. It's mikadesh from it. If it fell from it, then it goes back into it, so then it sanctifies it. Va'ad sheyia echad umeya. And up until mimenu is like, you know, Mea 100. That's the remez. That's the remez. V'kivet shegozer ala demai, and since we were gozer on demai, mishum savik yishlo ikim ala Torah, asa'u kevadai l'inyin dimua. Right, that's the l'chadchila of even the din, it's not just l'chadchila, din d'rabanan, you make it like vadai. U'l'inyin isra achila l'zar. And regarding the isra of eating it to a zar, el she'in lokan ala achila shumas vayza shol demai, because it's only midrabanan. So that is halacha number one. That all of these items that are called truma in a certain sense are all batal b'meya v'echad u'mitztar fimze imze. And they are mitzarif to each other. Meaning if truma and chala fell into one mixture, together they are, you know, more than 1 to 100 to aser, so then it asers, right? Even though it's not different shemos iser, according to anybody. It's all one shem iser, truma, chala, bikurim, etc. Vitzarech laharim. And one has to take off, what's this case? If it is batel, if it's one fell into 150, so it's batel. But you take off one piece and give it to the Kohen. Give it to the Kohen, that's a dindarabanan. Tzarech laharim, the saw. And you say, the saw that fell in is like this one that I'm giving. Why? Because of gezel. because of Gezel HaShevet, because of the Kohen does deserve some, the Shevet HaKuna does deserve something to come out of this mixture, because there was Truma in there, so therefore you take one out and you give it. Ah, it's the same one, who knows if it's the same one? Probably not the same one, but that's okay, that's just the Din Derabanan. Bikurim, just to talk about it a little bit, we'll talk about it more by the Shema in the next Masechta, but Bikurim is a mitzvah saseh, that is different, as we've said. We noted past couple of times the Tosfos and Baba Basra, whether Bikurim is really a mitzvah Tuliyah Ba'aretz or not, reflected by the fact that not taking Bikurim does not leave it as Tevel. As we know, usually if I don't take something off, it's Tevel, I'm not allowed to eat it. That's why today we have to take off Truma and Meiser Rishon with the Trumas Meiser, even though we're not going to eat it, we're all Tameh, but we do take it off because otherwise we wouldn't be able to eat the food. But Bikurim we don't do today. Right, we don't do nowadays because there's no tevel when there's bikurim is not taken. But it is a mitzvah. The chinuch in mitzvah tzadi aleph la havi bikurim la mikdash v'hu apri arishon shen mizbashel bi'ilon shechayav enar la'avi yosham l'itna l'kohen, you have to give it to the kohenim v'lo kol eilaros b'mitzvah zumen haTorah, we know not all fruit ela shiva saminim bavad, just the shiva saminim shenishtabcha ha'aretz bohem, that Eretz Yisrael were praised with these shivas haminim. Since nowhere else in the Torah does it mention any other fruit explicitly, I'll add pre-Eitz Hadar, it says, but says the Chinuch, shelo huzkra peiros achirim chutz me'elu batora b'shum makom, right? He quotes in the footnotes. But it says, "Chuchum izimra saaretz ma'atzri ma'at by Yosef, batrim mushekedim." So Rashi says, "Midem shabeach ba'arash akol mizamer olav kshubal olam shabek avadasko l'shevach eretz Yisrael." That's what he says in the footnote. But I think it does say pre-Eitz Hadar. Vitzivanu baruchu lavi me'aretzei bikuri peristam. And it says, Hashem says, "Bring fruit, bring fruit." And it doesn't have a list anywhere explicitly of fruit that eretz Yisrael are praised by besides these seven. Be'emes yesh ladun ki al peiros shodiyanu b'Torah shemar arsh shimcha b'hem al osan sivanu. So that's the Torah shebal peh. It's Torah shebichsav, but you need a little bit of Torah shebal peh. Because by Kurim it says, it applies to bring your new fruit. And elsewhere it says seven fruit, not really fruit, right, the chitah sa'ora, that Eretz Yisrael is praised in. So we connect the two. The efshar sheyesh l'arba seinu z'chorin l'vracha on hechrach ha'chaz ubinyin. Maybe there's some other source, says the chinuch. O shema divrei kabbalahim. Or maybe it's just a Masorah. But either way, we know Bikurim only applies to those fruit of Sheva Saminim. V'cheinah yadarkam lahavi osan. Hasmuchin l'Yerushalayim. Mevien osam rachim. V'rachokim yapshin osam. The ones that are far used to bring them dried, so they wouldn't spoil. And the ones that are close used to bring them fresh. And that's the mitzvah as is described in the Mishnah. And the Minchas Chinuch expands on the Mishnah here. Korei Lashem, Vein Sorach Likral Lashem Achar Tlisha. Right when it's growing, you put a little ribbon on it and say, Ah, Harezeh Bikurim. When you pick it, you don't have to do anything. You've already declared it as Bikurim before. Afilub Kodem Shingmar Apri Mahani Kri Hashem. And even if it's very, very small, you could be already Korei Shem. Again, there's no Shirman HaTorah by Bikurim. Rak Midraban and Sorach Lios Echad Mishishim. Farot Allah says, Kol Sadiyo Bikurim Ose. Unlike Truma. You can make your whole field Bikurim if you want, but it can't be unlike Truma, which you can't make the whole field of Truma. There is a discussion of, can you do She'ela? She'ela, right, could you go back like a neder? If you say, Hafreshes Truma is like a neder, could you be mafresh on your Truma? So we say, well, once it goes to the Kohen, you can't. Maybe up until that point. What about Bikurim? What's the cutoff point? Says the Menchas Chinuch. V'nira Pashit. Da'af la'achar avos Bikurim li'Yerushalayim de'nasru l'zarim. Even after it comes to Yerushalayim, mikol makom bevadai mahani she'ela. She'ela, you'd be able to undo it. Kivan dekadshi b'dibur peh, kumot shumusim ma'isu spektatios, to mahani she'ela, hachanami mahani she'ela. But, is there a cutoff point? La'achar hanacha ba'azara zetaliyim b'karbonos mahani b'she'ela la'achar zrika. So he talks about, you know, what the latest time for she'ela would be. Fine. Then he talks about other halachas of the, here's the breaking, I wanted to talk about. What about the fact that it is Bikurim a Zman Grama? That's the question. Is Bikurim a Zvan Grama? That's what the Minchas Chinuch talks about women. Why would it be Zvan Grama? Because the Mishnah says you bring it from Shavuos. Bikurim, you bring it until Chanukah. That's the last time. Chanukah. So it's a Zman Grama, but it's a big time, but it's still a Zman. So he says, Ayin Sham to Bikurim Havi Zman Grama Kivan to Eino Mevi Ela Ad Chanukah. The Efshar Shizidas Rava Machaber to Poter Noshim Mi Bikurim. If you look in the Sefer Achinuch, the Noheges Bizman Abayis Bizacharim applies to men. Why not women? Why wouldn't it be? Women don't own land? Let's say they do own land. Let's say it's Benos Lavchan. Right? So they do own land. So the Chinuch says, you know, that the Minchas Chinuch says, Efshar, that he pauses because it says, Zman Grama, Avshu lo kasav kain. Even though he doesn't say it. Ayin Shem Od, Shekasa de Mivim Bikurim Balaila, because it's like Kachim is Beach. So maybe it says, Zman Grama, because it's only Bayom. But he says, and it's maybe Mitzvah Zu, Shah Mitzvah Choseres Vine Ora, Raksha Zman Mafsik, E Nikris Bizaz Zman Grama. Oh, so this is this is the lumdish question that we haven't spoken about in a while, about the definition of Zman Grama. Meaning, is Bikurim a Zman Grama? So we know there are six or seven Zman Gramas. That's it, explicitly in the Gemara. And then there's a few that there's machlokas about. So this is one that there's a machlokas, there's a discussion about. Where does it start with? Let's start with the Ramban. The Ramban in Kiddushin Daflam and Dalet. Where the Ramban lists off mitzvahs that are not Zman Grama, and on the list is Sfiras HaOmer. And the Mefarshim say, that's not Zman Grama. And if any mitzvah in the world that should be Zman Grama, it should be Sfiras HaOmer. That's all about time. About limiting, you know, that, you're counting for Pesach on the Shavuos. So the way, so some say it's a Tos Sofer, some say it's a mistake in the Ramban. Some Achronim say it has to be a mistake. That's the most Zman Grama. And others give the lumdus and say, no, it's not a mistake. What does Zman Grama mean? Zman Grama means that something exists always, but only today it's a mitzvah. I could shake a lulav any day of the year. Any day of the year I could shake a lulav. But only today it's a mitzvah. So that's the Zman Grama, where the mitzius exists always, but only today it's a mitzvah. I could blow shofar every day, but shofar is only a mitzvah today, so that's why that makes it a Zman Grama. But if the mitzius doesn't exist except at a certain time, that's not Zman Gorim the mitzvah. That's Zman Gorim the reality, and that's not a mitzvah sasesh Zman Grama. The mitzvah of Yisrael Omer is to count the days between Pesach and Shavuos. So when it's not between Pesach and Shavuos, there's no mitzvah. What, counting exists? No. You define it as counting between Pesach and Shavuos. So when it's Elul, you can't count. The mitzvah of counting between Pesach and Shavuos doesn't exist. So that's not called the Zman Grama. So the discussion, the Chachmei Shlomo on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch discusses Kiddush Levana. Whether Kiddush Levana, the minhag is for women not to do Kiddush Levana. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Shlach Kadosh and says, something to do with Chava. Heim garma b'gama levana. Often it goes back to that. They cause the moon getting smaller. Okay, but Rabbi Kivager on the bottom, the Chachma Shlomo says, no, maybe Kiddush Levana is a Zman Grama. Because what's it's a bracha to praise Hashem as the moon's getting bigger. So in the second half of the month, the moon's not getting bigger. It's not that the mitzvah only applies at a certain time. The mitzius only exists at half the month. That's not Zman Gorim the mitzvah. That's a Zman Gorim the mitzius for the mitzvah, but that's not called Zman Grama. That's what the Chachma Shlomo says. So some Achronim say it by the Ramban. The Chachma Shlomo says it by Kiddush Levana, because only by half the month is the moon getting bigger, right? The other half of the month, the moon getting smaller, right? And that's the mitzius that, you know, allows us to make the bracha. But maybe Bikurim too. Rav Yerucham Fischer Prolau, the Repop. Page 61 in the first fat volume of the Sefer HaMitzvot of Sadi Gaon seems to be the same thing about Bikurim. The mitzvah is to bring Bikurim at a certain time of year. Right? That's how he defines the mitzvah. Right? And he says, Lo hazman mitzad atzmo gorem ela tiskayim ha-mitzvah bizman acher ela davar acher hu shegorem l'kfiyus zman zu. Hilkach ein zeh b'chal zman grama de istan l'meim marshanashem chayav azba. That's what he says. Lo migri zman grama ela davka mitzvah she mitzad atzma eino heges ela bizman yadua. Because the mitzius doesn't exist, right? The reason that you can't bring it is because it's not the time of simcha, or not the time that it's matzi ba'artzacha. It's limited on something else. So that's a little bit about Bikurim. Let's continue. We could talk about each of these for a while, but this is Again, the first halacha of the Mishnah is that all these truma, trumas meiser, chala, all of these are called truma, and therefore they all are batel, one in 101 altogether, and they're mitzarev because they're all the same iser mitzarech laharim. You got to take one out midirabanan. Ha'arla v'kilay akarim. What about arla and kilay akarim? Those two. So olim, and by the way, just to note, these shiurim of 1 in 101 and 1 in 201 are all, as the Mishnah is going to say later on, at Afchav Gimel, these are only by min b'mino. If they get mixed up, it's a type in its same type. If it's min b'sheino mino, you go by shishim, you go by tam, as we've said. Unless it's something that gives extra tam, like we've said the past couple of days, spices. But if you have a regular item, min b'sheino mino, so then it's batel b'tam, which is shishim. This is all by min b'sheino mino, min b'mino. Yeah, these extra shirim midirabanan. So arla and kilay akarim olin be'echad u'matayim. That, as we've said, that's why this mishnah is in this masechta. That requires 201. 201. 200 chulin to one of arla and kilay akarim. That's batel. One in to 200. Umitztarfim zem zeh. Whoa. The Tanakhama here seems to say that arla and kilay akarim could combine to aser, which is a huge chiddush, because you would think those two are two different types of isurim. Two shemos iser. The Chazal, you're right, gave them the same shir midrabanan of 200. But mitztarfim zem zeh, so that is a huge chiddush that is said here, as we will see. Venasar laharim. And there you don't have to take off, if it is batel 1 in 200, you don't have to give anything to the kohen, right? You're not stealing anything. It's arla, it's kilei akarim. So therefore it's just usur, so you don't have to take any out if it is batel. Rabbi Shimon Omer, name is Tarfin. Rabbi Shimon says, no, these aren't Mitztarif, and as we'll see, he's talking about the last two, right? That he agrees with the Tanakhama, that all the Isurim called Truma are Mitztarif, but here, these two of Arla and Kela Kerem are not Mitztarif. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, a middle Shita, Mitztarfin, Beno Sein Tam of a low lesser. It's Mitztarif Beno Sein Tam. What does that mean? Lach, liquid. If you have liquefied or something, kilei akarim and arla, and that goes into a mixture, then they combine. If you have some arla and some kilei akarim, and they combine to be more than 1 to 200, that asers. But it's only by liquid, because there it really combines and it mixes into the mixture. If you have something in soup, but items that are dry, yavesh, then they're not mitzarif. Avalo lesser, that's how you understand this mishnah. You see the marafolda, b'no sein tam, bilach b'kedera. When it's liquid, b'kedera, then you need to be vata both together. You don't need 200 keneged both of them if they're dry, right? A low lesser, fine. That's the Mishnah. Again, there's a lot more, and again, hopefully, if this time we'll read through some of the Rambams about the laws of Bittul of Perek Tezvav. Just to mention, the Rambam talks about each of the Isurim. These Isurim in Zerayim, but also in Machal Zasuros, where he combines. Where he combines. It's a Rambam Mada. The Rambam here, as I said, talks about it in Machal Zasuros in Perek Tezvav. That's where all the laws of Bittul start. Davar Aser, Shinasari, Davar Mutter. But the Rambam in just Ha'ara, I don't know if I mentioned this, probably not recently, the Rambam in it's a page that should be more famous. But we'll try to make it famous right now. The Rambam, right at the beginning of Sefer Mada, right, talks about the 14 books, and he talks about why he named each of the books the 14 books, and what he included in each of the books. Right after the Minyan HaKatzar, we know the beginning of Mishnah Torah has three little things that not everybody is aware of. You have four pages of Hakdama, where he talks about the Misora and the 40 generations between Moshe Rabbeinu and Ravina and Ravashi. That's three pages. And then he has the Minyan HaKatzar. That's called all 613, but one line. Not like the Sefer HaMitzvot where he has a paragraph per mitzvah, where he has one line. And the Minyan HaKatzar is really part of the Mishnah Torah, because who comments on the Minyan HaKatzar? The Ravid and the Ketzer Mishnah. Right? Not like the Sefer HaMitzvot where it's the Ramban and all the defenders of the Rambam, the Leif Sameach and the Kenas Sofrim and the Megillas Esther. So you have the little four pages of Hakdama of the Misora, and that's where the Rambam says, I'm only not going to give you reasons, and I'm not going to quote anybody that got him in trouble. And then you have the Minyan HaMitzvahs of the 613, and then you have one page and then lists off all the svarim. We have one page where he says, I'm going to call my svarim these four as follows. And I'm going to put the Sefer Arishon, I'm going to put in the Yesodo Sevar Emuna, Da Iker Das Moshe Rabbeinu, and what you have to know beforehand. And Avodah Zarah, and that's Sefer Amada. Then Ava is all about mitzvos shehein tediros, shenitz tavinu bahem, mitzvos that are common mitzvos, and that we are told to do, kedei leho v'samakom l'zach rotamid. Mitzvos that bring avas Hashem and require us to remind us of Hashem always. Loving Hashem and reminding Hashem, reminding us of Hashem. So what does he put there? Kriyashma, tefillah, tefillin, brachas, mila. That's what you say, what's mila doing there? Well, you could always say, I once heard Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik, or Soloveitchik's son, say, I took two courses with him, well, where else would you put mila? Where does mila fit in? It doesn't fit into anything else in Torah. So you have to put it somewhere. But the Rambam says, no, it's part of remembering Hashem always. Mila, tzitzis, tefillin, kriyashma, davening. That's ava. Then he has zmanim, then nashim, and then five. Echlo bo mitzvos. What does he put together here? Again, his own creation. Bios asuros and ma'achalos asuros. That's what he puts into Sefer Kedusha. How would you have defined what Kedusha is, sanctification is? The Rambam says Kedusha is all about don'ts. Sanctity is all about not doing things, holding back. Echlobo, I will include it in the fifth book, mitzvos shel bios asuros u mitzvos shel ma'achalos asuros. Why? And this is the longest introduction the Rambam has, five lines. Lefisha bishnei inyanim elu, kidashnu hamakom, how we eat and who we have relations with. The Rambam says, in these two areas, Hashem sanctified us. V'hivdilanu min ha'umos, and separated us from the nations. Ba'arayos u'b'machalas asuros. U'bishneim nomar, v'avdil aschem min ha'amim, asher avdalti aschem min ha'amim. V'karasi shem sefer zeh, sefer kedusha. That's the Rambam in the fifth book. And then he continues. He says, Hafla, also an amazing title. Sefer Hafla, right? Expressing. I'm in Ki Hafli. But he puts in there Nedarim and Shvuos, Naziris and Erechin, right? Then the all about what you say, things that you say. Then he has Ezraim, that one we're involved with, Avoda versus Karbanos, just little things that, how do you, have it, some people are like, okay, which is it in? Avoda or Karbanos? Avoda is about Karbanos Sibur, and Karbanos is about Karbanos Yachid. That's the chilek. Everything to do with the Karban Sibur is in Sefer Avoda. Everything to do with the Karban Yachid is in Sefer Karbanos. Right? Karban Pesach is in Karbanos. Tara, Nezikin, Kinyin, also the Rambam's creation. Kinyin, Mishpatim, and Shoftim. Mishpatim and Shoftim. And Shoftim is all things connected to Bezdin. Bezdin. The hard one there is Avelus is in there. But again, where are you going to put Avelus? We can talk about Avelus starts with is there Avelus for Mises Bezdin? So that's his connection to putting it there in Shoftim. But either way, that's the Rambam here. Machalos Asuros talks all about Bittel, all the laws of Bittel, or Perek Tezvav here, a long Perek, right? 34 halachas of the Rambam of Bittel. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara says now in the Gemara, Hachum HaVetchubis Baiser, Lami Nitzracha. Who do I need to know? The fact that the Tanakhama says that these are mitzarif with each other. Who is that a chiddush for? That chiddush is Rabbi Shimon. Because look in the second half of the Mishnah, right? Rabbi Shimon said that they're not mitzarif, meaning if two things that are not the same shame iser, like Arla and Kelei HaKerem, he said they're not mitzarif, so this is the chiddush of the Mishnah, that in the Reisha, he agrees. L'Reb Shimon, Af Agav D'Reb Shimon Amar Ein Shnei Shemas Mitzarfin, even though Rabbi Shimon says that two different Shemas Yisra are not mitzarif, like Arla and Kelei HaKerem, Modi Shekulon L'Shem Chuma Mitzarfin. But he agrees in the Reisha. Rabbi Shimon would agree in the Reisha that they're all the same Shem Yisra, and therefore they are mitzarif. Period. Man Tana Chumas Vayisra Shel Demai. Oh, so we noted, the first line of the Mishnah said, even Shumas Meiser Shel Demai requires 100, even though it's Durabanan. So who holds that Durabanans have the same chumra stringency status as Daraisa? Rabbi Meir. It must be Rabbi Meir, and that's our mission is reflecting Rabbi Meir's opinion. So Rabbi Meir machmir, but devarim be kedivrei Torah. Meir is machmir, like the Rabbanans, just like Daraisas. The ha'ashkachan de Rabbi Meir machmir, but devarim b'shal Torah. Where? Right? Where does he machmir midurabanans? Like Daraisas. So if you look in Bava Metzia, Daftan Hay, and the Bavli, there's a different makar brought. How Rabbanans are Daraisas. But he says here, Amar Bichanina, Ahi de Tanina Taman. It's the Mishnah in Meseches Nida. Mishnah Maseches Nida. There, the Mishnayos talk about Ksamim. We know Ksamim stains. The whole world of Ksamim in Hilchas Nida is Midarabanan, right? Midaraisa. I'm sorry, Kuf Pei Gimel Yerodeh. Midaraisa. For a woman to become Tamei Nida Daraisa, that requires Hargasha. Requires a Hargasha, some types of internal feeling. But Midrabanan, we have the world of Ksamim. And look what the Mishnah says. Haro a Kesem, if somebody sees a Kesem, Harezem Mukwa, but she doesn't know. As we know, there are different halachas between Zava and Nida. Nida is something natural. Nida, she has, doesn't need Shiva Nikiyim. Or she just counts 7 days and checks afterwards, and Zava requires Shiva Nikiyim. Many differences in halacha. Zava Gedola requires a Karban. Nida doesn't require a Karban. There are differences. But if a woman doesn't know, she has no idea, am I a Zava, am I a Nida, that's why we know. Bismanazeh. We treat every tipas dam kechardal, the chumra de Rabbi Zera, we treat it like a zava. But the Mishnah says, harezim mukukeles, right? If a woman sees a kesem, which is a nida de rabbanon at most, she's messed up. She has to count both for zava and nida. For choshes bishem zov, divrei meir. Meir says, you have to, just cover your bases and worry about ziva and worry about nida. V'chachavim omrim no, im b'ksavim bishem zov. The whole world of Ksamim is Durabanan, and therefore the Chachamim say she does not have to worry about Ziva in this case. See from there. Remeir treats Durabanans with the Chumra of Daraisa. And that is why that must be our Mishnah as well, where our Mishnah says, even Shumas Meiser Shel Demai requires Bittel in 100. Right? So that's reflecting the Shita of a Rebbe Meir. And we know the Chumra of Ksamim of stains, because it's a chumrah, it's a whole created din derabanan, there are built-in leniencies to ksamim, as we know, right? Five built-in leniencies of ksamim, which make it different than nida daraisa. It's only a problem on a white material, it's only a problem on a davar hamakabal tumah, it's only a problem if it's a shear of a gris, right? Those three. If there's only a problem, if there's no other taliyah, right, that's not a built-in ksamim. That applies to nida also. But if there is a tliya, right, any one of these stand on its own. There is another fifth one, which I'm not thinking of now. But that's the five conditions improper color, meaning a red or black and the like. But anyway, those are the five leniencies built in. But we know Ksamim is Darabanan, so the fact that Rameir treats it like a Choshi Mishim Zov must be that he's holding, like, you treat it like a Daraisa, and he's the author of that first line of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yonah boy, V'lama lo tanin l'chalas d'mai. Why does our Mishnah say Trumas d'mai and not Chalas d'mai? Right? It says Chala. So when a chalas d'mai, answer, switch the word, begin. Begin to tanin chala, lo nisti chalas d'mai. Well, once it says chala, so you know all chala. Chala of vadai, chala of d'mai, it could all be included. Says the Gemara, really? So why does it list off truma, the feirish? V'yad the taninon, truma smicer shel d'mai. Question, well, you have that first word, as we said. Oh, the Mishnah says truma smicer of d'mai. So you see, the Mishnah has the need to say the din derabanan, or trumas meiser shel demai. So why it doesn't say chalas demai? So what's the difference? Rabbi Chananya b'shem Shmuel demai sarich chala. Right. The chiddush is that demai sarich chala. What does that mean? Even though you would have thought that demai doesn't need truma gedola. Right? Trumas Meiser is only in the Meiser Rishon. That's why we take it off by Dai. But we know that's the Yisod we started off with today. Dmai, you don't take off Truma Gedola from Dmai because people are scared of it. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that from Dmai you take off Chala. Right? Because there's a difference. Amei Haaretz, don't take off Chala. Don't take off Chala. That's the question. Look in the Rosh Yerlio. Diavagav de Betruma Gedola lo nechshedu bechala nechshedu. They are a chashid for chala. Why? So a number of reasons given. What does he quote? Da ame haaretz lashin as isa son kavin laafkua. Because they know about chala, but they know there's ways to get around it. They'll make their dough small, and they'll figure things out, but they won't always do it properly. They won't always properly undo the chiyav of chala. V'lo chayshi latzir of kli. They won't realize that they're making a couple of doughs and they're all in the same kli. Oh, that. They won't realize about tzirif. So that's why chala we just got to be careful about. Chala of Amei Aretz, chala of Dmai needs to be hufrash. So that's why that chiddush, why it mentions chala, and it doesn't say Dafka Chalas Ma'ayv, to teach me that, to allude to me for that fact. Right, that's the idea. Amar le Rebchiya bar Lulva, no to Ludamav min Hashevet. So, if the whole thing is a chumra, you're not sure about Chalas Ma'ayv. So fine, you have to give it to the Kohen. But maybe you should be able to take money for it. Right, because pariah, right? You don't know if you have to give it, so I'm going to be mafresh it just in case. But you've got to pay me for it. Prove to me that it's that I don't have to give it to you, that I have to give it to you. Amar lei kein amar Shmuel shenot adam and I'm shaven. Okay, that's true. Yes, take money from take money for the challah that you get from the challah's demai. Rabbi Mana b'shem Rabbi Yosi ain't on adam and I'm shaven. He says no. Rabbi Yosi says you don't take money for it. Why? Maybe Vadaiv Omer Dmayu, because they little men of Domim. Because you're going to take money today, then tomorrow some guy's going to bring real challah and say, oh, it's challah's Dmayu, or maybe it's going to be just confusing. So machlokes, whether you take, or allowed to take money from the Kohen for challah's Dmayu. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, we started the haskalah of the second parak. But Hashem, we'll continue next time.